Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. If this Gulf oil spill had happened in Nigeria, neither the government nor the company would have paid much attention, said the writer Ben Ikari, an outspoken Nigerian. Quote, this kind of spill happens all the time in the Nigerian Delta, unquote. The oil companies just ignore it. The lawmakers do not care, and people must live with the pollution daily. The situation is now worse than it was 30 years ago. Nothing is changing. When I see the efforts that are being made in the U.S., I feel a great sense of sadness at the double standards. What they do in the United States or in Europe is very different. According to The Observer, on May 1st this year, a ruptured ExxonMobil pipeline in the state of Akwa Ibom spilled more than 1 million gallons into the Nigerian Delta over 7 days before the leak was stopped. Local people demonstrated against the company, but say they were attacked by security guards. Community leaders are now demanding $1 billion in compensation for the illness and loss of livelihood they suffered. Few expect they will succeed. In the meantime, thick balls of tar are being washed up along the coast. Within days of the Ebino spill, thousands of barrels of oil were spilled when the nearby Shell Trans Niger pipeline was attacked by rebels. A few days after that, a large oil slick was found floating on Lake Adibawa. Quote, we are faced with incessant oil spills from rusty pipes, some of which are 40 years old, said Bani Atavi. With 606 oil fields, the Niger Delta supplies 40% of all the crude the United States imports and is the world capital of oil pollution. Life expectancy in its rural communities, half of which have no access to clean water, has fallen to little more than 40 years over the past two generations. Oil is killing the people of Nigeria as surely and brutally as it is killing the ecosystem of the Gulf. The only difference is who hears about it. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.